George Ranch High School basketball is on the air. This is our 10th consecutive season bringing you live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. GRHS Longhorns basketball is brought to you each night by the generosity and support of our GR Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the continued support of the high school administration and the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Follow the Lady Longhorns, coached by Michelle Trotter, and the boys' team, coached by Brian Henry, as they try to make the playoffs in an always tough UIL 26A district. GRHSI Radio is live with every home game in the 23-24 season and will follow each team with live broadcasts through the UIL playoffs and on to the championship round in 6A high school basketball. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station operating through George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now let's get out to the gym and join Tom Tarando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHSI Radio crew for live Longhorns basketball.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you into boys varsity basketball. The Hightower Hurricanes are here to play George Ranch in 26A play. Teams are struggling a little bit, George Ranch more so than the Hurricanes. George Ranch comes in at overall 10-6. They had some great success in some pre-district tournaments. And then a flu bug kind of went around the locker room. They lost some guys. They are 0-3 in district play. Hurricanes 7-4 overall and 1-1 in district play so far, Julian.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mr. T. And the Longhorns preseason tournament went as good as you could possibly imagine. Longhorns won the McDonald's Invitational, the Texas McDonald's Invitational, and that is a major trophy for the Longhorns, especially coming off a rough last season. To get right off the back with that tournament win really sparks the morale. And they also came second place in the KDISD tournament, only losing to Seven Lakes High School.
Yeah, it's been kind of a strange start to the season. George Ranch has come out really strong in those games, but as you'll hear in our interview with Brian Henry, when you lose one or two guys, it sets the whole team kind of on its ear. They have to reset, their timing gets off, and then that's when they started dropping some games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one big thing that I've noticed here is that the Longhorns are 4-1 at home, but 0-6 on the road. And so far, to start 26, they've played two road games and lost both. We'll look to see if they can get back on track here at home tonight.
Hope so. And the girls are playing at Hightower, so we'll see if we can find a score out for that game as we go along. We're a little bit late. The JV game went a bit long, won by the Hurricanes 54-40. And we have about 6 minutes left in warm-up time before we tip things off for the varsity. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHSI Radio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to grhsabc.com to become a sponsor.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Back at George Ranch High School, we are going to go right into our interview with Brian Henry, our first time to sit down with Coach Henry in the start of the 23-24 season. Here's the interview. All right. Welcome back to George Ranch High School and the main gym here at George Ranch. Our first chance to talk to Brian Henry in the 23-24 season. Welcome in again, Coach.
Thanks for having me once again, and thanks for being here for sure.
So you guys are above the league by four games in overall play, but haven't been able to break through with the 6A clubs. First of all, give me a general thumbnail sketch of your whole club.
Right now, yeah, we're coming in district play really rolling on both sides of the basketball. Unfortunately, we've been, you know, hit with some injuries. So we're right there, like you said, three district games we lost. So we really have to try to step it up once we get all guys fully healthy.
You had some great showings in these pre-district tournaments over the weekend and things. So I know that you know your team can gel when it needs to.
Oh, definitely, man. They're very capable of being victorious. Like I said before, we lost that little momentum, so we have to once get that confidence back as well as get the whole continuity of the team back on one together as one.
So you talked about injuries, some guys on the shelf. You may have some coming back tonight. How does that affect your club when you have key guys out for a certain period of time?
It just throws off our timing a little bit as well as our, you know, base. Certain guys are used to playing with, you know, certain guys, so we want to make those guys feel comfortable. And sometimes it just changes up our, you know, our size advantage what we have, so we just have to fill those pieces in once they get back.
And what do you see in 6A, 26A overall?
Oh, man, it's just a gauntlet. I mean, it's on defense and offense, you could be beat any night. It's so competitive. But if we just keep our composure and continue to handle it, we'll be okay.
What do you know about the Hurricanes coming in?
Oh, man, they just lost a tough one to Dulles. They returning district champions, so they have a lot of guys who return. They lost some guys too as well, but they're just balanced on both sides of the basketball, and as for sure defensively.
As you look at things tonight, what are two or three keys to victory for your club?
We have to maintain and win the rebounding battle, as well as execute on offense and just try to stop their transition offense and make them score in a half court set.
Coach, I always appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you every game that we're here, and hope the Longhorns get themselves going in 6A.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the goal.
All right. That's Brian Henry, the head coach here at George Ranch High School, talking about his club, the great start they had, and then some guys started dropping out with illness or injury. That kind of affected the timing, and they sit now at 10-6 overall, but winless in 26A at 0-3.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mr. T, and Coach Henry was absolutely right. You know, missing a couple guys like Chitty, who was one of the star players of this team for the entire 26A stretch, definitely impacted the Longhorns' abilities to get rebounds and win down low. Longhorns were outplayed down low in almost every single one of those games, and that's really what cost them in 26A right now.
Let's look at 26A quickly. On top of the league at 3-0 is Elkins, second place, 2-0. Clements, a tie for third place with Ridgepoint and Bush at 2-1. Hightower, these Hurricanes, 1-1. And then a tie for sixth place with Travis and Dulles at 1-2, Austin 0-2, and George Ranch 0-3 coming in to play tonight. Around the league, Elkins is at Bush, Ridgepoint at Clements, Travis at Austin, and Dulles at Randall High School. And we'll try and find out some scores and pass those along to you. All the start times were 7 o'clock, subject to, just like us, what happens with the JV contest before them. While our PA announcer gives you the starting lineups, Julian and I will give you those on the air here. I'll start out with Hightower, and Julian will follow up with the George Ranch Longhorn starting five. Starting now for the Hurricanes, a 5'10 junior, Jarek Sasser. A senior, 6'4, Milton Rice. A junior guard at 5'10, Dylan Autry Ganey. A 5'10 shooting guard, a junior, Chase Garcia. And a 6'4 post player, he's a senior, Xavier Shaw. Jarek Sasser, Milton Rice, Dylan Autry Ganey, Chase Garcia, and Xavier Shaw, the starting five for Stephen Woods Hightower Hurricanes. Julian.
And on the contrary end, the Longhorns have decided to go big with their starting lineup. Alvin Bro is starting at the one, followed by Caden Munial in at the two, Corey Jackson at the three, Gabriel Mahanuwu at the four, and rounding things off with Chid Chiakwalu.
And so nice to see Chid Chiakwalu back in the lineup for George Ranch. And I think that also, when a guy of his status is removed, that really hurts the timing. When he comes back, it really buoys the spirits of his teammates, and they're glad to have him back, and the timing will get back. We'll see how long it takes for that to happen. But, you know, nobody's happier than his teammates to have Chid back in the lineup.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and he's definitely a leader. You know, being one of the only players from this club to return from last year, he's definitely been able to inspire the rest of his teammates and the rest of the squad, and have really been able to bond it, especially in those preseason tournaments.
All right, George Ranch is moving right to left across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. Ball is in the air and tipped around into the hands of Hightower. We are underway at George Ranch. Top of the key, and Dylan Autry Ganey with the basketball, being pushed way out there by Alvin Bro. Around the horn to Chase Garcia. Garcia down low. He finds Ganey, but now kicks it back out top, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Hurricanes. They pick up their first turnover of the game.
Good start for the Longhorns. Good defensive possession, not letting Hightower get into the paint, not letting him get even a good shot off.
Cross midcourt, Caden Munalal for George Ranch. To Alvin Bro. Bro looks into the corner and finds Corey Jackson on the right side. Down to Chid on the baseline. Ball knocked around. Longhorns regain possession. Now back out top to set things up again. Alvin Bro. Bro working on the left side. And he's fouled there. Milton Rice picks up his first personal foul.
Yeah, it looks like he just caught one right across the face. And, you know, you thank God he's all right, but Longhorns have the ball here, looking to get the first score of the game. As of right now, it's a really gritty, really defensive game. Players are not letting anyone get by them. And both teams on this first possession having trouble even connecting passes.
The inbound to Caden Munalal. Round the horn. We go from the corner. That's a three-pointer, and the Longhorns draw first blood. Caden Munalal, the junior, hits one from the left corner. It's 3-0, George Ranch.
Great shot there.
Jarek Sasser takes a three-pointer. It hits the rim, hits the top of the backboard, and out of bounds. It'll go to George Ranch, second turnover of the night. Or either club.
Looks like we're going to get a lot of high pressing from Hightower, just like we saw in the JV game. They look like they're going to be able to press the entire game, and the long term, I'm going to have to wear them out.
Yeah, it seems like what their program is best at. Saw a lot of that in that JV game, and the varsity crew is doing the same thing. Mahanwu holds it up top, and now over to Munalal. Down low to Chid. And the basket is good, and a foul whistled against Jarek Sasser, his first. Chid is on the board.
And right off the bat, you can see how much Chidd means to this team. He gets the ball down low after a greatly executed pick and roll, a nice little pass, and Chitty in for the and one.
Third turnover of the night. Hurricanes found themselves standing out of bounds with the basketball over to George Ranch. Inbound to Munilal. He's guarded by his opposite number, Dylan Ganey. Into the right corner. Corey Jackson down low to Chidd. He lays it up and in. Check that. That's Gabriel Mahanwu. He gets his first basket of the night. 7-0 George Ranch. And another turnover picked off by George Ranch. 3-pointer on the way. That's no good. Alvin Breaux tried to hit one from the left wing, and the rebound goes to the Hurricanes. Here comes Jarek Sasser. He's picked up, and the ball stolen away. Good hands there by Gabriel Mahanwu.
Oh, and right after, Bro had a chance to hit. That looks like Mahanwu down the court and almost intercepted. Longhorns retain the ball. Yeah, Longhorns defense is really stifling these Hurricanes defenders right now.
6'4" senior Isaiah Mims checks in for the Hurricanes. Into the corner. Munilal to Chidd on the baseline. He won't get very far. He's fouled by 21. Isaiah Mims has just entered the game.
First foul of the game for the Hurricanes.
4:44 left in the first quarter. We got a late start here at George Ranch. Longhorns lead 7-0. Bro tries to force one in. He does get it into Chidd, who tries to get it down low. And it's knocked out of bounds by the Hurricanes. Longhorns will trigger under their own basket. Bro looking, sends it way out top to Munilal. Munilal working left, right, now goes back left, tries to get it in the corner to Alvin Bro, and it's tipped out of bounds by Milton Rice. Longhorns will inbound right in front of the Hurricanes bench.
Yeah, Canes defenders right now are all over the court. It looks like they're flying. They're getting a hand on every one of the Longhorns' passes and going out of bounds, luckily for the Longhorns.
Here's Chidd driving on the right side, and the ball was pinned against the backboard. Chidd will get credit for that basket on the goaltending. It's 9-0.
Hey, he definitely got bailed out there a little bit. That looked like it was going to go off the backboard and straight down. Got it, caught a break here if you're the Longhorns.
Here's a three-pointer on the way from the left wing. That's no good. The rebound by Milton Rice, and then he throws it away into the hands of the Longhorns. George Ranch puts up a shot at the far end. Corey Jackson can't get that to drop, and it's picked out of the air by Dylan Autry-Ganey. And now over to Jarek Sasser. Around the horn it goes to the left side. Back out top. Three-pointer on the way again. That one hits the rim twice and bounds away. Rebound by the Hurricanes. Here's one from the left corner. That's no good. And it is knocked away. Corey Jackson came flying at us. Check that. It was Munilal came flying at us. Turnaround shot is good. The Hurricanes finally on the board. Milton Rice with the turnaround shot. 9-2, Longhorns.
Yeah, we're good there from Rice getting the board and cleaning it up to get the first points of the game for the Hurricanes.
Munilal down on the left baseline. Chidd, the jump shot, no good. And cleared away by the Hurricanes. Into the hands of Jarek Sasser. Sasser gives to Ganey. Ganey's three-pointer draws only backboard into the hands of Corey Jackson. Jackson on the right side, and he just couldn't put on the brakes. Picks up the first Longhorn turnover of the night.
Yeah, it's hard to stop your momentum when going full on downstream, downhill like that. Just couldn't find his footing, and fortunately caused the Longhorns a turnover.
Hurricanes with five. George Ranch just picked up their first one. 2:38 left in the first quarter. Longhorns lead 9-2. Tyler Collins in for George Ranch. And his man, Milton Rice, lays one in. Rice has all four Hurricane points. It's 9-4 at George Ranch.
Yeah, just over 2 minutes here in this first quarter. And the offense, both offenses are starting to really find their groove and connecting passes. So.
And that lay-in by Milton Rice, there was a huge mismatch there, and he was able to lay it in pretty easily.
Yeah, those design plays are designed for Milton Rice. You know, a lot of moving apart and a lot of screens. Milton Rice able to get the size advantage and lay it right in.
All right, Ganey picks up his first personal foul. Four team fouls for the Hurricanes. George Wrench, no fouls whistled against them. And now they pick up a turnover. Failure to advance the basketball in that five-second runoff. So the Longhorns have to give up the basketball.
Yeah, it's one of the rules you don't see much in the higher level, you know, college and going to the NBA. But that's because we don't have a shot clock. So that five-second advancement rule really is beneficial for the pace of the game.
Well, that shot clock is coming next year. It'll be in every gymnasium in the UIL. So we'll kind of pull ourselves into the 21st century with that and match up with the college and the pros and having that shot clock. Inbound to Ganey. Ganey tries to get it down low, and there's a foul whistled against Ogunsanya for George Ranch, his first, and the first team foul for the Longhorns. Inbound, and nobody had Jarek Sasser. He puts one in all alone on the left side, 9-6, George Ranch.
Yeah, Sasser just one of those type of players. You know, he's ranked top 20 in his class in the state. And Longhorns call a timeout as Muwanwu was stuck in the backcourt, double teamed.
Yeah, good call there by Brian Henry. Take a quick break with him. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Alongside Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tarando. We welcome you back to George Ranch High School. Longhorns lead the Hurricanes 9-6 with a minute and a half left in the first quarter. Been a fast-paced quarter too, huh, Julian?
Yeah, a lot of time getting wasted off the clock because it's been a pretty low-scoring quarter for both of these teams. Defenses are really locking in, and it's causing the pace of play to go pretty fast.
Down near the baseline, the pass to Tyler Collins, and he is fouled. Looks like Jarek Sasser picked up his second personal foul at the line. Tyler Collins.
Collins shooting.
First one hits the back iron and off. According to the stats we've been working with, he has yet to be at the free throw line, or at least yet to make one. He's 0 for 1 now. Second one on the way. Good.
Well, now we have a free throw percentage for him. He's shooting 50% from the line.
There you go. All right, 10-6, George Ranch. Working on the left side, down the lane, and then a shovel pass into Isaiah Mims, and he puts it in. Chidchiaquilu had pretty much stopped the drive, so ball handed off to Mims, and he put it in. It's 10-8.
Foul on the Hurricanes here. I believe that's their fourth of the half, fourth of the quarter.
Yeah, back at the free throw line is Munalal. He's got a three-pointer that he hit from the left corner. And you can add a free throw to that. First one is good.
Munalal is an excellent shooter, averaging 10 points on the year per game, and the second behind Alvin Bros, 13.
25% free throw shooter before that one. Second one up and good as well. Munalal with 5 points on the night. 12-8, George Ranch by four. At one point, they led 9-0. But you're not going to hold these Hurricanes down like that too long. And they chipped away at the lead. Here's one from the corner. Three-pointer is good. Chase Garcia hits that one.
And that was smooth from Garcia. Really smooth-looking shot and good swish to cap it off.
He dialed that one up right in front of us here in the southwest corner of the gym.
15 seconds here.
Out top to Munalal. He puts one up. Good. It's a three-pointer off the glass. He's got 8 points.
It's Monday. The bank is open.
Again, the drive down the lane. A dish off. And the ball is dropped in by Sean Johnson, who just entered the game. And a foul by Chidchiaquilu, his first. Johnson at the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play.
Yeah, these Hurricanes are really big. They're really physical. They want to get to the hole, and they want to put the ball in and even get on the line here is what that physical play does. You draw a lot of fouls when you play like that.
And Johnson just entered the game. He's 6'5", so nice guy coming off the bench at 6'5". That's the end of the first quarter. Longhorns lead 15-13. You're listening to Live George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the gym. One quarter of play in the books. Longhorns lead by two, 15-13. Shooting star for George Ranch, Caden Munalal with 8 points, 2 3-pointers. Perfect from the free throw line. 4 points for Chidchiaquilu, 2 for Mahanwu, and a free throw by Tyler Collins. On the other side, Jarek Sasser with a couple points. 4 by Milton Rice. 3-pointer by Chase Garcia. Isaiah Mims with a couple. And then Sean Johnson late in the first quarter with a basket. And that's the scoring for the Hurricanes.
Yeah, really good first quarter by the Longhorns there, going up early, getting up to a 9-0 start. Hurricanes did end up coming back in that second half of the first quarter, put up some points, and their defense is already right back at it.
Longhorns had some trouble getting the ball down court. They finally managed to do that, and a wild pass is touched last by the Hurricanes. So Alvin Bro will inbound at the far end of the court. Remember, Longhorns are moving right to left across your mobile device tonight. Javon Walker in for George Ranch. He's a freshman playing on the varsity. Commits the turnover. That's turnover number 3 for the Longhorns, 5 for the Hurricanes.
Got a little too handsy there and ended up putting two hands on the ball at the same time. And referee right in front of the referee, and pretty easy call there.
Sean Johnson with the turnaround shot. That's no good. Follows again, and this time it is good. Strong work under the boards by Sean Johnson. We're tied at 15.
Yeah, you can definitely see how this Hightower Hurricane team is coming off of a 26A championship. They play really fast. They play really aggressive, and it's really costing the Longhorns now that aggressiveness from the Canes.
Ball stolen away by the Hurricanes. It comes down this end, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Hurricanes will inbound right in front of the Longhorn bench.
Yeah, Alvin Bro looks like he almost had a hand on it, but just off his fingertips. Ended up getting the ball, but he was already out of bounds, and he threw it pretty much to Coach Henry.
Corey Jackson, Caden Munalal, and Julius Carter in the game for George Ranch. Inbound to Johnson. He dishes it back out to Jarek Sasser. Sasser on the right side near the free throw line. Gets it down to Johnson. Johnson kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. That's good by Jarek Sasser. He's got 5.
A great shot there from Sasser. As I mentioned earlier, really good player for the Hurricanes.
First lead of the game for Hightower. They lead 18-15. Into Chid on the right baseline. He avoids one player, and then he's fouled going to the basket.
Should be 2 free throws coming up.
Isaiah Mims picks up his 2nd personal foul.
Looks like they're calling on the floor.
Yep, sure are. Longhorns will inbound. This one way out top to Chid. Over to Munalal. Munalal down to Julius Carter, who gets his first couple points of the night. It's 18-17. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Hurricanes. 6 turnovers for them. Alvin Bro inbound to Munalal. Munalal picked up right away by Jarek Sasser across midcourt. Looking, gets it to Corey Jackson on the right side. Nice pick by Carter. Jackson goes around that. Now dishes off to Alvin Bro. In the corner to Jackson. Jackson, little jump shot. It's the side of the backboard. Another Longhorn turnover. And the ball down to Sean Johnson, and he's stuffed by Chid. Gets the ball back, can't hit that one. Has it a 3rd time and puts it up.
That's
and
right,
no basket there.
Oh, that would have been
3-pointer on the way by Munalal. And he can't get that one to drop.
That would have been a perfect exclamation point to a great defensive performance there by Chid. Getting that amazing block. He pinned it against the backboard, almost like LeBron James back in 2016. Great block there, and really contested 2 other tough layups that ended up to 2 misses.
Chid's rebounding and shot blocking last year was legend, especially in games we broadcast here at George Ranch. He was all over the court.
Oh, there he is again.
And another block. Into the hands of Alvin Bro. Bro to Corey Jackson on the left side. 3-pointer, no good. Rebound to the Hurricanes.
Oh, that's a clean steal, yep.
Yep. Another one taken away. Longhorns head down court. Munalal to Corey Jackson. Check that, Julius Carter. Now back out top to Munalal. To Carter on the left side of the lane. Couple dribbles and then a football-type handoff to Munalal. And that one is stolen away. In comes number 15, Xavier Shaw, and he missed the layup.
Wow, he completely shanked that one. It was right there in front of him. And down low, Chid gets fouled again. Looks like we're going to the line here.
Corey Jackson tried to loft one in there to Chid. He was fouled by Milton Rice. So we're going to see if nobody's going to the free throw line again on this
Looks
one.
Looks like I guess it's on the floor again.
This one inbound to Chid. Tries to put the ball down. It's knocked into the hands of Julius Carter and then knocked out of bounds by the Hurricanes. Longhorns will inbound, this time on the other side of the basket. Alvin Bro will trigger the basketball. Looking, out top to Munalal. In the corner to Bro. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the near iron into the hands of the Hurricanes. I have an off-balance shot, but it drops through Chase Garcia. He's got five on the night. It's 20-17. Again, biggest lead of the night for the Hurricanes. 3 points. Julius Carter has one partially blocked into the hands of the Hurricanes.
Ball travel, yeah.
And the long pass down to Shaw, but he traveled. That's 9 turnovers for the Hurricanes. Longhorns with 7.
Yeah, it feels like the intensity is really, like, ramped up here, and everyone is on their feet. This game is getting really physical, really scrappy, and you know, shows on the scoreboard, 20-17 here with 3 minutes left in this quarter.
Intense between the lines, but also in the gym here, too. You can hear it probably on our crowd mic. A lot of activity as these two 26-A teams match up. Agansana. Munalal back out top to Alvin Bro. To Munalal looking inside. Cannot get it into Agansana. A drive on the right side. Kicked out. Tyler Collins kicks it in to Munalal in the left corner. His three-pointer no good. And there's a tie-up.
Jump ball.
And the award will go to the Hurricanes. Longhorns pick up another turnover there. 2:50 left before halftime. Longhorns down by 3, 20-17. Three-pointer from the top of the key is no good. Sasser could not get that one to drop. Scramble for the basketball. Alvin Bro has it down court for George Ranch. Tyler Collins in to Ogunsana. He turns and shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Tries to back in. He's whistled for traveling.
Yeah, it feels like every time the Longhorns are getting down there and down underneath the basket, they're just being harassed by 3 or 4 Hurricane defenders, and it's really causing the Longhorns problems.
And now those turnovers are coming in bunches, and that's a little unsettling for any kind of club. So that may have contributed to this 3-point deficit the Longhorns face. Shot from way outside on the left by Sasser. That's no good. Rebound taken by Collins. Ahead to Alvin Bro. To Munalal. Right wing. Three-pointer. Good. 3 3-pointers on the night. 11 points total for Caden Munalal. And momentarily ties the score. And now the Longhorns, or the Hurricanes, rather, put in a layup. It's 22-20. Out top to Tyler Collins, 1:22 left. Second quarter seems to have gone by faster than the first quarter. There's a steal by the Hurricanes. A foul whistled against Caden Munalal, his first at the free throw line, will be Mickey Burgess, the junior point guard. He'll get a couple from the line. First one on the way and short off the front iron.
Hightower really playing really pacey here, you know, getting up and down the court quickly. Seems like they have four defenders on the ball whenever the Longhorns get past half court. I don't know what's going on there.
A lot of dancing going on as the Longhorns try to change sides of the lane. Second free throw is good by Burgess. 23-20. Longhorns down by three again. Munalal has that one poked away. And a timeout is called by the Longhorns. Again, Brian Henry saves a turnover by calling that timeout that was occurring right in front of him. But we'll keep it here this time as this short timeout transpires. Julian, Longhorns have been outscored, let's see, 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 to 5 in this second quarter. And that erased their two-point lead, turned it into a three-point deficit.
Yeah, it just shows how impressive Hightower's conditioning is, being able to keep up with this full-court press for the entire game as of now. And Longhorns really having trouble with it. They're going to have to find ways to almost weave the ball around all the defenders up court and have to deal with that pressure that the Hurricanes are bringing.
Just a lot of energy and a lot of movement by the Hurricanes when they're on defense, and the Longhorns find themselves sometimes getting trapped, double-teamed, triple-teamed, as you pointed out earlier, especially down by the baseline where there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's the hardest basketball to play against, but it also can be the easiest. If the Longhorns are able to pass the ball around this press, they're going to have free easy layups down the court, or one-on-one layups, one-on-one shots down the court if they can get the ball moving.
All right, Longhorns. Tyler Collins on the left side throws it away. 47 seconds left before halftime. Longhorns down by three. Hurricanes with the basketball around the horn to Jarek Sasser. Sasser works the right side, now kicks it out top. And the Hurricanes will reset again. Chase Garcia works over here. Now the ball passed to the right side to Sasser. Down low to Milton Rice. He has the ball stripped away. Turnover for the Hurricanes into the hands of Munalal. In the corner to Alvin Breaux. Crowd is counting down the seconds. The ball in to Ogunsana, and he can't put it in. Matter of fact, he had two opportunities, couldn't get it to drop. And as you heard the buzzer, it's halftime here at George Ranch. Hightower Hurricanes 23, Longhorns 20. We'll take a break here. We'll come back, catch our breath a little bit, review the scoring, and then let you listen in to some sounds of the game. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Howdy, George Ranch basketball fans. You're in the right place.
This is live Longhorns boys basketball from the Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School. It's halftime. Hurricanes lead 23-20. Julian, things kind of changed. The wheels fell off just a bit for George Ranch. Started turning the ball over, and the Hurricanes were able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, you're completely right, Mr. T. And, you know, as we got into the second quarter, you could really tell the difference in the coaching almost, because Hightower, their coaching ability is they like to run. They like to run with the ball. They like to be aggressive. They like to get at you. They will not let you beat them. And it's really paying off for the Hurricanes, getting a bunch of turnovers. And at one point, almost looked like the Longhorns could not get the ball past half court or could not string any passes together in that second half. Hightower really able to lock down. And on the Longhorn side defensively, they've been solid. Both teams, it's almost looking like both teams are going back to that first quarter at the beginning where no one could put up any points until the five-minute mark, except the Hightower Hurricanes are finding ways to break through that Longhorn defense, and the Longhorns cannot do the same on the other side.
George Ranch started out, picked up a 9-0 lead. All the fouls were committed by Hightower. Longhorns were sailing along. They had a two-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 15-13, but got outscored, rather, 10-5 in the second quarter, and now are down 23-20 for the Hurricanes. 6 points by Milton Rice, 5 by Chase Garcia, 4 by Sean Johnson, 5 by Jarek Sasser, and a free throw by Mickey Burgess. Hurricanes have turned it over 10 times in the first half. On the other side, shooting star again, Caden Munalal. He's hit 3 three-pointers, 2 free throws. He's got 11 points on the night. And then we drop down to Chid with 4, 2 each for Julius Carter and Gabriel Mahanwu, and a free throw by Tyler Collins. Longhorns have turned it over 9 times.
Yeah, really defensive, really gritty game right now, as we can see, 23-20, and Longhorns are really going to have to pick it up and limit these turnovers, play some clean basketball, play that clean brand of basketball that George Ranch wants to play, and that's the only way that they'll be able to come out here in the second half and get the victory.
We've kind of saw that last year with the Longhorns kind of hanging in games, many of the games, but having some trouble with turnovers. And then as they occur, the guys start pressing a little bit, and things develop from there. But new year, we'll see how they come out of the locker room. You're listening to live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Hurricanes lead 23-20. We'll take a break here and let you listen to some sounds of the game, sounds from the gym here at George Ranch, and meet you on the other side in a couple minutes and get you ready for the third quarter.
You're in the right place, Longhorn fans. This is George Ranch High School Basketball, live on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, just about 20 seconds or so left in the halftime shoot-around. Longhorns down 23-20. And, Julian, you and I touched on this during the game and then with our halftime chat that the Longhorns need to see if they can move the ball a little bit. There's a lot of activity on the court, and the Hurricanes seem to be all over the place. But if the Longhorns can find that open man, that's going to lead to some baskets.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much like the fundamentals of basketball, trying to move the ball around. But you know, with the defense Hightower is playing, it's really hard to do that. And the Longhorns, if you come out in the second half and prove that they can move the ball, then they will win this game.
This half, George Ranch will be coming right at us. Longhorns in their white uniforms with maroon stripes, maroon lettering, and numbers. The Hurricanes in their black uniforms with dark green numbers and letters. For an old man, it's hard to pick up those jersey numbers. All right. Play begins here in the third quarter. Longhorns put it out top to Tyler Collins. And down to Gabriel Mahanwu, and he is stuffed. Ball into the hands of the Hurricanes. They head down court.
Took a timeout. Yeah, it looks like ball handler was on the ball, laying down on the ball with his ball at his chest, and was able to call a timeout to preserve the ball.
Otherwise, that would have been yet another turnover.
A lot of turnovers this game on both sides, and you know, hopefully we can see some cleaner basketball, some cleaner plays, and some more scoring here. Make the game entertaining.
Total of 20, 10 each for the clubs. All right, the Hurricanes will inbound in front of their own bench. Ball triggered down low. Turnaround shot is off the rim. No good. Battle for the basketball. That's no good, but the final tip by Milton Rice is good. 25-20. Longhorns boxed in there on the double team, but they get the ball back into Chid, and he can't finish. And down court, the Hurricanes finish off. And this time, Brian Henry wants a timeout. At the other end, Dylan Autry-Ganey got that lay-in and pushed the lead to 7 points very quickly here in the third.
Yeah, I mean, the Longhorns really had a chance to capitalize there. It was a 4-on-2, ended up trying to throw it over the top to Chitty. Chitty had the ball, and his fingers met the rim, but the ball didn't follow him. And on that, Hightower got a fast break and was able to get 2 easy points.
And on the other side of that pass to Chid was Caden Munalal, and he just needed to put just a little more air under that pass, and I think Chid would have been able to drop it in. Inbound to Munalal.
Got a foul in the backcourt. Yep.
Foul whistled against Mickey Burgess, his first. That's the first team foul of the second half. Into Tyler Collins. Collins works the left side. Out top to Corey Jackson. Jackson.
Charge. No.
And the foul whistled against Tyler Collins, an offensive foul. He picks up his first. Went sailing into the lane and really couldn't stop that momentum either. Mm-hmm. Chase Garcia works against Corey Jackson, now out top to Milton Rice. catch out top. Rice has the basketball again, this time on the right side. Now a little shovel pass around the horn. It goes back out top to Chase Garcia. Garcia on the left side kicks it to the right corner. Now working the baseline. Yeah, the reverse lay-in is good. Milton Rice with 4 points here in the third quarter and 10 for the ball game.
Yeah, Milton Rice really cooking down low and, you know, able to. Milton Rice really cooking down low and really able to get those layups over Chitty and over the Longhorns big man. We had a turnover. Yep.
Yeah, Longhorns turned it over. Number 11 on the evening for George Ranch. And again, Hurricanes will inbound in front of their own bench. Jarek Sasser from the left wing. Three-pointer is good. Sasser with 8 points. And all of a sudden, the two-point lead has ballooned to 12.
Yeah, and the Longhorns have not been able to come out in the second half and do the opposite from the first. And more turnovers for the Longhorns here, and it's getting pretty ugly.
You talk about momentum shift, and it keeps shifting as the Longhorns really can't settle themselves to get the ball down court.
Catch a break there with a travel.
Longhorns outscored 9-0 in the early part of the third quarter. And we pointed out that two-point lead has ballooned to 12. Another turnover for George Ranch down the way. And the lay-in is good by Dylan Gainey. Here's a corner. That one hit the top of the backboard. The corner shot coming from Tyler Collins right in front of us.
And more turnovers to the Longhorns, and they're really going to have to clean it up here if they have any chance of coming back here in the third quarter.
Reach in foul there by Corey Jackson, his first. Second team foul for the Longhorns in the second half. Inbound to Milton Rice and handed right back to Chase Garcia. Cross the line to Milton Rice. Rice works on Chiaquilu. Ball is knocked away, but Hurricanes regain possession. Now it seems like they've lost it again. They have. Longhorns got lucky there.
Yeah, absolutely. Alvin Bro had it in his hands. Then as he went down to dribble, he dribbled onto a Hurricane defender laying on the ground from that loss of possession and ended up going out of bounds. Longhorn ball.
Munalal down to Tyler Collins. He puts it in. He's fouled.
Yeah, great cut there by Collins. We saw that up close, and Collins was able to get back door, good feed from the other guard and able to get up and get physical and earn himself a visit to the charity stripe and one.
3 points for Collins, hoping to make it four. Checking in, Adelu Ogunsanya. Collins trying to convert on that three-point play, can't do it. Ball rims out and comes over in this direction. Now ahead to Mickey Burgess. And a pass that would have been great if it connected. It just went right out of bounds. 13 turnovers now for the Hurricanes. Longhorns trying to convert on some of these mistakes.
Yeah, points off turnovers is really going to be the key for the Longhorns if they want to come back in this game. Down by 12, they're going to have to force turnovers and keep the ball from being turned over.
Bro to Collins. Collins, jump shot from the free throw line. It is no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Down court, the turnaround jump shot by Isaiah Mims, and he picks up the foul, actually wrapped around Chiacquilu. Alvin Bro will inbound, looking, finds Caden Munilau. Munilau back to Bro. Bro's double team. Shakes that off. Now drowns, goes down the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. And Chid could not stop his momentum. He goes out of bounds carrying the basketball. 15 turnovers now for George Ranch.
Yeah, Chid really had a chance to keep it in bounds. I mean, he made a great effort, a great play on the ball to save it from sailing out of bounds. But fortunately, his big foot was on the line.
And again, ball is thrown away by the Hurricanes. George Ranch needs to complete the play and convert down on this end.
Longhorns have been forcing a ton of turnovers here to start the second half and just have not been able to capitalize on most of them.
3:12 left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 12. Three-pointer on the way by Munilau, and it goes out of bounds. It was an air ball.
Yeah, the shot selection wasn't too bad, just that he was not able to execute. Oh.
Wow, and the first jam we've seen in this game comes courtesy of Milton Rice. He took a great pass and just sailed down the lane and dunked it through. Hurricanes by 14. Inside to Ogunsanya, back out to Alvin Bro. Off the front iron, Chid keeps it alive. Now heads towards the basket and commits the offensive foul.
Yeah, he Eurostepped, tried to get around the defender, but defender got into a wide stance and was able to just take the contact from Chid, and great play there by the Canes big men.
Into the left corner. Ogunsanya picks up that man. Now across the baseline, and Milton Rice lays it in. Rice with 14-8 here in the third quarter. 38-22. Stolen away by the Hurricanes. And the lay-in is good at the far end. And the Longhorns are now going the opposite direction and just getting buried on turnovers and conversions.
Yeah, Longhorns cannot stop the Hurricanes down low whenever they have the ball in set offense, but they're really being killed by transition play, really being killed by these turnovers, really being killed by the pace of this Hightower club.
Yeah, it is a fast pace, which they kept up with in the first quarter, kind of lagged a little bit in the second quarter, and are really behind in this third quarter as they try to not only catch up to the Hurricanes physically, but also catch up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it's going to be really hard to come back now. Down by 18, and, you know, it was just a three-point game going into the half. You got to feel it's really demoralizing for the Longhorns to be down by 18, especially here in this third quarter when they were, they got up to a 9-0 lead, going into the second quarter by two, into half down by three, and ever since then it's just been spiraling down.
Well, the big 6'4 senior center, Milton Rice, has come on in the third quarter, scoring 8 of his 14 in the game. Also 6 points by Dylan Autry-Ganey in this third quarter. And then a three-pointer by Jarek Sasser just to rub it in a little bit. The Longhorns have a basket from Tyler Collins, and that is it in 6 minutes of clock time.
Yeah, Longhorns are really being killed by the Hightower star players. I mean, Jarek Sasser is a top 20 player for his class, and Milton Rice is a top 15 big man here in Region 3.
Now, we talk about this a lot in basketball. Guys like Milton Wright, they're going to get their points, but some of those have been on Longhorn mistakes. Chid drives the right side and puts it in. 6 points on the night for Chiacquilu. 40-24, Longhorns down by 16. Play at the far end into the corner to Ganey. Ganey back out top to Jarek Sasser around the horn. And again into that left corner. Milton Rice is there. Doesn't take the shot. He's had a couple opportunities. Now to Rice, way out top. A lot of movement in that Hurricane offense. Ball is constantly being run around the perimeter looking for that open shot or the man down low, which they find this time, but they kick it out top. To Sasser. To Ganey. And Ganey finds Milton Rice heading to the basket, and Rice dumps it in.
Yeah,
42-24.
Excellent ball movement from the Hurricanes there on offense, and Chitty able to come right back after that, following a couple little scuffle in the backcourt, able to pick up that 5-on-4 transition and draw the foul and get to the charity stripe.
6'4 junior Gabriel Mahanwu drove on the basket, picked up the foul. He's at the free throw line. First one on the way, and good. Hit the front iron, hit the back iron, and then dropped through. 42-25, Longhorns down by 17. Mahanwu, second shot on the way. That one is right through. 4 points on the night for Gabriel. Inside 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. And again, the Hurricanes moving the ball around the perimeter till they decide that they're heading towards a basket. When they do, they're fouled by Corey Jackson. That's his second.
A lot of movement in that Hightower offense. And, you know, they pretty much have all day to move the ball around. And whenever they see an opening, they go and take it. They either draw fouls or they're getting good buckets here close to the basket, and it's really working for the Hurricanes offense.
Looked like Dylan Autry Ganey picked up a foul away from the ball. Now the Longhorns will take it out in front of the Hurricanes basket. Unalal down low to Corey Jackson. And this one goes through Chid's hands. He was in the lane, couldn't keep the pass. Now into the right corner. And that one is off the mark. And you heard the buzzer. That's the end of three quarters of play. Hightower Hurricanes 42, George Ranch 26.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Let's head back out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Mike Miller, Julian Munoz, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for tonight's live Longhorns basketball game.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns down by 16 as we enter the fourth quarter.
Longhorns going to need a big comeback here. They're going to need that good first quarter play that we saw from them getting off to that 9-0 lead. We're going to need to see another one of those 9-0 stretches, something similar, something along those lines if the Longhorns want to come back here.
Longhorns outscored 19-6 in that third quarter on the strength of 10 points in the third quarter. Now 18 for the game for Milton Rice.
And good start, though, for the Longhorns. 5-second violation on the inbound. They're going to get an extra start here in the fourth.
George Ranch moving towards the basket. Tyler Collins on top. Now to Julius Carter. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. The rebound and the putback is good by Chiaquilu. He's got 8 on the night. 42-28. Hurricanes by 14. A lot of ball movement. Xavier Shaw now out top and all the way around the horn. Back out top into the left corner. And a foul committed.
Looks like he just stepped out of bounds.
Wow, looked like he took a shot from Gabriel Mahanwu, but we'll take it where we can get it. Second turnover of the fourth quarter.
Definitely looks like some excessive contact there, and I thought it was going to be a foul, but Longhorns catch a break, see if they can capitalize.
Corey Jackson's three-pointer hits the bottom of the net. And now three-pointer by Jarek Sasser is no good. Rebound ahead to Mahanwu. He puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And gets it to Julius Carter, who's facing the basket. He can't get it to drop. Rebound by the Hurricanes. Stolen away by George Ranch. Some ragged play here in the fourth quarter. And a lay-in by Corey Jackson. Corey's first couple points of the night, 42-30. And another turnover by the Hurricanes. Back to Jackson. This time, the free throw line jumper no good, but the slam home on the follow is good by Chid. He's got 10 points, and the Longhorns are back to within 10.
You can definitely feel the momentum switch here, that emphasized by that slam. And the Longhorns are really playing good here to start this fourth quarter.
And let's see, a drive down the lane. And a foul called.
Charge.
Check that. A charge called.
Yep.
So George Ranch will take the basketball. Charge whistled against. That was Sasser with his third. Longhorns will inbound at the far end. No pressure put on them. 6:01 left in the basketball game. Here comes Tyler Collins. Collins has that ball almost stolen away. It's knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Corey Jackson kicks it in to Collins. Collins to Mahanwu on the left side. Cross-court pass to Collins. Do a backwards dribble and set things up. Now to Corey Jackson. Jackson in the corner to Carter. And Carter's pass is stolen away. He was looking to get it back out to Corey Jackson. Here's a ball on the way. That's a air ball. And last touch by the Hurricanes. Check that.
I think it was last touched by Julius down low.
They're setting up that way, but it looked like two Hurricanes had touched it, and they were kind of sniping at each other for that. In any event, here's a drive on the basket on the inbound, and that is good by Milton Rice. That's his 20th point of the night. 44-32. Chid tries to put one up. He's fouled by Milton Rice. Chid will go to the free throw line. He's got 10 points. He was there early in the first quarter and missed that one. See what he does with these two.
Chid's really coming alive here in the fourth, having a couple really good drives, really good chances, and especially with that dunk that he threw down earlier, it seems like the Longhorns were really missing this earlier in the season.
That first one rolled around a little bit and then dropped out. He'll get another. Corey Jackson checks out, and in now Adelu Ogunsanya. Chid's second free throw is good.
11 points now for him.
44-33. The lead is 11. It was as high as 19 at one time. Inside 5 minutes to play. Out top, Jarek Sasser. Way out top now in that right upper quadrant, just daring Mahanlu to advance on him. And finally, the ball is kicked over to Dylan Autry-Ganey. Back to Jarek Sasser. Around the horn in the left corner. Back out top to Ganey. Jarek Sasser weaving in the lane and then back out. Puts up a pass that can't be converted by Rice. And then the ball is picked off from the Longhorns. They pick up turnover number 19 on the game. Inside 4 minutes to play. Drive on the basket. That one hits the back iron. No good. Cleared off the boards by Chid. Ahead to Tyler Collins. Collins works the right side. And he's fouled. Foul whistled against Dylan Autry-Ganey, his fourth.
Yeah, on that one, Ganey was late to drawing that charge and had his feet moving, ended up being a blocking foul. Two shots here for the Horns.
Tyler Collins, 1-for-3 from the free throw line. He'll get a couple here in the fourth quarter. First shot, good.
These are big free throws if the Longhorns have any chance of coming back, making it now back within 10 points.
Anytime you can score when the clock's not moving is optimum. This time for George Rantz, that second one. Hits the iron, no good. Chid puts it up on the rebound. That's no good. And a battle for the ball. And
they called a foul.
Yeah, on Chid, his third. Hurricanes try to inbound. A little pressure applied by George Ranch once the ball's in. Only Mahanlu is working on the ball now. A drive down the lane. Good. Jarek Sasser picks up his 10th point of the night. 46-34, back up to 12. Into Chiaquilu. An off-balance shot, and that's no good. No foul called there. And the drive is good by Milton Rice. He's got 22. Three-pointer is good. Didn't see who hit that one.
It looked like,
yeah, that's his fourth three-pointer of the night. 48-37. Drive on the basket is good again. This one came along the left baseline. Jarek Sasser has 12. Unalal's three-pointer, this one off the back iron, taken by Jarek Sasser. He'll take it himself across midcourt, kind of works the right side, has the ball swatted at, and it's almost taken away. A timeout called by the Hurricanes. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Julian Munoz, Tom Taranto back at George Ranch High School. This is 26A basketball action. Hurricanes from Hightower High School lead 50-37 with 2:10 left in the ball game. Milton Rice out top. Now he gives to Mickey Burgess. Burgess has that ball stolen away by George Ranch. This one to Collins. Collins' three-pointer, no good. Ball knocked away. And there's a jam attempt at the far end, and he missed it. Off the back iron, kind of showboating for the fans that made the trip over here. Longhorns have that ball tipped away, but out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound under their own basket. Corey Jackson will do that. Munalal, three-pointer, good. That is his fifth three-pointer of the night. It's 50-40, lead down to 10 as the Longhorns try to battle back with 1:20 left in the ball game.
Longhorns going to force a turnover here very quickly. Oh.
And looks like a foul is going to be whistled on Gabriel Mahanwu. His first, if my book's correct here.
They almost got the turnover.
Yeah, they did. It was, you know, a reach-in attempt by Mahanwu, but just couldn't pull it off. Got a little bit of the arm.
At least it stops the clock, and that's something that the Longhorns need right now. The clock is not their friend right now. Down to a minute 13 left and down by 10.
All right. Ball inbound to Chase Garcia. Garcia moves the ball around to the left corner. Mickey Burgess.
Travel.
And he travels. That's turnover number 7 here in the fourth quarter and 21 for the game. The Longhorns just 19. They've forced a lot of turnovers here in the second half. Unfortunately, haven't been able to capitalize on those. That three-pointer by Munalal, no good. The rebound by Chid, and he's fouled on the putback. Isaiah Mims picks up his fourth personal foul. Back to the free throw line goes Chiakwalu.
About 45 seconds left in this game. Chiakwalu needs both of these free throws here in order for the Longhorns to have a better chance.
He's got 11 on the night. You can make that 12 as the first one settles in. 50-41. Lead was 19 at one time. Now it's 9. And you can make that 8 as he converts on both ends. Ball knocked around.
They call timeout?
I don't know what the indication was. No. It looks like they just called it out on George Ranch because it looks like the Hurricanes are setting up the inbound.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, they couldn't call a timeout because there was no possession of the ball. I guess she must have been calling a foul. I don't know. 40 seconds left. Longhorns need a turnover. Oh, they got it.
Almost. Oh. Now the ball recovered.
And a timeout called.
And I don't see how a timeout could be called because there was no actual possession by the Hurricanes. Stephen Woods got away with one there. He called the timeout when his guy was with the basketball kind of skidding across the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Longhorns, you know, they trampled on the ball. You know, there was three Longhorn defenders in the area all on the ball and called a timeout in order to preserve the ball. I don't know how they got that timeout off, but a timeout it is, and Longhorns will have to force another turnover.
Let's set it up for you. It's 50-42. The Longhorns have chipped away at that huge lead and now face that 8-point deficit, and it looked like they were going to get the basketball back. But a timeout was called and granted to the Hightower Hurricanes. So we'll see what George Ranch has in mind as we play these last few seconds here at the ranch.
Turnover or foul here if you're the Longhorn defense. Need either to get the ball back or need to stop the clock.
All right. Clock says 34.76 seconds, and the Hurricanes will inbound in front of the Longhorn bench. And
Longhorn ball.
Yep, Longhorn ball. Hurricanes were running out of time, tried to force one in, and it hit their own guy and came out of bounds. So now the ball will be inbound by Corey Jackson. 34 seconds remaining. Corey Jackson, three-pointer from here, no good. Rebound to the Hurricanes, long pass down court, and it's maintained by the Hurricanes. And maybe a little bit of tempers kind of flaring there. Looked like Gabriel Mahanwu was involved along with Jarek Sasser. And a foul has been called on Mahanwu. That's his second.
In a race for the loose ball, it looks like Mahanwu was just trying to get to the ball as quickly as possible. Ended up colliding with Sasser. And look, that's what the Hightower coach is mad about. He's thinking that Mahanwu pushed him, but that's, I mean, it's a 50-50 ball. You want to get the ball. You need to get the ball. You're the Longhorns here, and that's what he was trying to do.
And a foul whistled against Corey Jackson on that inbound play, and there was a lot of activity going on there, a lot of physical things going on between players in that short set.
10 seconds left, and looks like they're just going to let this one run out.
Yeah, out top is Sasser, and it will run out. Final score, Hightower Hurricanes 50, George Ranch Longhorns 42. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Final score again, Hightower Hurricanes 50 and George Ranch 42.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch, Julian and Tom to wrap this one up. Hightower Hurricanes came on strong in the third quarter and really just had to maintain in the fourth quarter to put the Longhorns away, Julian.
Yeah, Longhorns made a really valiant effort in that fourth quarter to come back. Ended up making it an eight-point game at the end, and that's what it finished as. You know, we saw some good things from the Longhorns coming back after three straight defeats, got Chitty back for this game. He put up 12 points. He was good. Longhorns are going to need him and the rest of the guys to really come up big here down these next couple of games, get a better record than 0-4, and they're going to have to close out the year really strong if they want to make the playoffs.
All right, here's the scoring. First for the victorious Hightower Hurricanes. They were led in scoring by Milton Rice with 22. The only other guy in double figures was Jarek Sasser with 12. And then it goes 6 for Dylan Autry Ganey, 5 for Chase Garcia, 4 for Sean Johnson, and a basket by Isaiah Mims. Hurricanes turned it over 22 times and now move to 2-1 in 26A play, 8-4 overall. Longhorns dropped to 0-4 in district play and 10-7 overall, led in scoring by Caden Munalal with 5 three-pointers and then some free throws. He finished with 17. Chid finished with 13, the only other player in double figures. 4 apiece for Tyler Collins and Gabriel Mahanwu, and a basket by Julius Carter and a basket by Corey Jackson. That's the scoring for George Ranch. They turned the ball over 19 times.
Yeah, the key to this game was not only just the turnovers, but the ability to capitalize off the turnovers. The Longhorns got 22 turnovers, and that is a lot. Longhorns were not able to capitalize on as many as ideally possible. If they were able to capitalize on those turnovers, this game could have gone greatly different. The defense was there. We just have not been able to capitalize on the mistakes that Hightower gave us, and that's really what cost the Longhorns the game.
You're exactly right. I mean, they were down by 19 and came back and ended up an eight-point game. And had they capitalized on half of those turnovers that they caused, this would have been a different game. We will be back on the air Friday evening, kind of afternoon evening. It's a 5 o'clock tip-off for the Lady Longhorns here against Dulles High School. We'll be on the air at 4:45, and the tip-off is set for 5 o'clock. And you can hear that game live on GRHS iRadio right where you are right now at 4:45 with our pregame show at 5 o'clock with the opening tip. For my partner, Julian Munoz, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Final score again, Hurricanes 50, Longhorns 42. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Join us for live play-by-play of girls and boys basketball at the Ranch this season. And stay with us as we hit the road and follow both of our George Ranch High School teams through the UIL playoffs and the championship rounds of 6A play. We take the air 15 minutes before tip-off.